Hey everybody, I'm Matt with Time and welcome to our first podcast. We're super excited about it. We're hoping this is going to be sort of a shorter forum. We just want to talk about some of the latest and greatest smart home products that you might be looking at, thinking about buying for your own homes, and hopefully answer any questions you have about those products. And for our first podcast, we thought we would talk about what Control 4 is doing right now, some of their new controllers that they just launched that we're excited about. And I'm sitting here with Greg. And Greg, if you remember back when we first signed up with Control 4, you know, we were super excited, particularly about how it would help builders and how the price points had come down. And it was for the first time really an affordable product for customers, but could do so much in their homes. But with the, you know, with the latest controllers, you know, going back to when we first met Control 4 2 years ago to today, yeah, in your mind, how has this new controller changed the game, and what has it done for consumers?
Well, what's really cool about the controller is the price point. I mean, they've just hit new price points that are phenomenal for consumers. Home automation, Control 4, everyone used to think, hey, this was going into my multi-million dollar home, and now this is going into starter homes. And this is affordable for everybody who's building a new home. And it adds the features and the right feature sets and the right amount of customizability that it's just a fantastic item for everyone.
One of the things we get asked a lot about is, you know, I know you were at a meeting just the other night and somebody asked you about, you know, Nest or HomeKit versus something like Control 4. And obviously those are all exciting products and we're excited to see where they're going to go in the future. But right here and now, where do you see Control 4 as it lines up to some of the other entry-level products that are on the market?
Well, what's really cool about Control 4 is that it's a master controller. So it actually takes controls and it runs the show for the whole house. So unlike something like Nest, and we love Nest, it's a great product, but unlike Nest, where it integrates with everything, that just means it shares a little bit of functionality with your garage door opener or a door lock, but it's very marginal. Where Control 4 can integrate and give you full functionality of all your products in one place. So for example, I was talking to this guy and he wanted a door lock that would integrate with his Nest. And I said, hey, that's great. You can actually do that with a QuickSet Kevo. And it doesn't really do a lot. It just tells the Nest that you're away when you lock the door. I said, with Control 4, you can put in the Nest, have full functionality, and put in a QuickSet lock. And when you come home and type in your door lock, when mom types in her code, it turns on the lights. When I type in my code, it actually turns on the lights and unlocks the door and turns on ESPN. So it gives you a lot more flexibility of what you can do because it gives you full control of all those products.
Yeah, I know one of the things coming, you know, kind of from my perspective on the, you know, kind of the smart home project for those of you that are following us online, is sort of an initiative that we're rolling out that we're excited about. And when I saw the EA1, Greg and I actually had the opportunity to go to a focus group with Control 4 and see some of the product before it was released. And I was excited about it then and even more so now. Combination of the price point and its wireless capabilities, it's a phenomenal solution for somebody in an existing home. So, you know, if you already live in a home and maybe you've already built your dream home and you didn't pre-wire for a smart home, but now you're thinking you'd love to have one, This new controller set from Control 4 is a phenomenal solution. It's wireless, but it's also rock solid. You can easily grow it. So you can start out with a package that, you know, maybe just runs your main TV and has some audio for that room, but also integrates with, say, the Nest thermostat, you know, maybe the MiQ garage door opener on the market. But over time, you can very easily add to it, expand it into additional rooms, and slowly control the whole home with it. And so, but what really stood out to me is that we can actually compete with, you know, sort of a Vivint or ADT price point, kind of that security automation market that previously a system like a Control 4 couldn't reach. And this newest controller, you know, now gets prices down into that ballpark. And so I think it's a real game changer for customers, people that are looking for something a little higher end.
No, I absolutely agree. The new controller is fantastic. The price points are fantastic. And they even have the new kit where you can buy the new controller with the remote at a discounted bundle price. And it's fantastic. I mean, if you go down to Best Buy and you pick up a Logitech Harmony or a decent universal remote even, you're only going to pay a marginal price more to buy a Control 4 kit. And then on top of that, it gives you full access to everything else you can do with it. The EE1's got a Zigbee server built in, which in layman's terms means that it can talk wirelessly to all of the wonderful high-end tech that's out there, like Zigbee light switches, thermostats. It's got Wi-Fi built in, so it can be on your network via Wi-Fi or hardwired, so it can talk to your Nest. It can run your TVs. And the new EA1, the name from the EA1, many people have wondered, but it's actually entertainment and automation. And people always think of Control 4 as automation. And yeah, it controls your entertainment. So it controls your TV, it controls your surround sound. So why is it now the entertainment part of the name that's new, unique? Well, it's because Control 4 now adds a music streaming server into the EA1. So it has a built-in Pandora player, and it can play a lot of the other most popular music services like Pandora. And so you can actually pipe the Pandora through the house and listen to the Pandora in any of the rooms in your home, which is really, really fantastic and exciting.
Well, yeah, and I thought day one that was a game changer when I realized that they were going to have the music server on the box, you know, without having to go to a secondary solution like a Sonos. Now, Sonos is a great solution to add into this as you expand into additional rooms, but to be able to easily stream Pandora out to your first room that you're controlling and not have to buy anything more than the EA1 to get going is just fantastic. So we're super excited, as you can tell, about the new Control 4 lineup and what it can do for all of you who are out there. If you're looking for a smart home, we'd highly recommend taking a look at the newest stuff from Control 4. And that'll wrap things up for this week's podcast. We hope to hear from you. Let us know what you think. And if you've got questions about a particular smart home system you're looking at, shoot your questions our way and we'll make sure we cover it in one of our next podcasts.